Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bear.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the man himself. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, boys. What's going on?
We've got Mr. David out today, and we've got Zach Zaidman here. So it's a meeting of football minds of a sort. You, of course, have all the information. We spoke this morning about what I thought was an excellent couple of tweets by you about how the Saints punter, Kai Kruger, is left-footed. And so the Bears have brought in a left-footed punter, Matthew Hayball, each of the last 2 weeks to get a look at that kind of rotation on the ball for Devin Duvernay, which is genius, really. It's the kind of attention to detail that you hear about from other teams, but you haven't really experienced a ton with the Bears. So that was really good work on your part. A minor thing, but it makes you feel better about their attention to detail.
Yeah, that's something they've done with Hightower there previously. I think it's something that Belichick probably created going back 20 years ago or so. And in fact, the Patriots would actually try to have a left-footed punter. It was the belief that that actually might have given them a slight edge. I don't know that anybody could quantify that that actually worked for them, but left-footed punters for the Commanders and Saints, so Hayball gets trips to Lake Forest in consecutive weeks. Good for him.
What, from talking to returners, what is the challenge when there's a left-footed punter?
I think it's the spin's just different, you know. It would be like maybe not unlike a right-handed batter in baseball slicing a ball down the right field line, and then a left-handed batter in baseball slicing a ball down the left field line. So, but you don't see the football move dramatically different, like those instances I'm given. But the idea is the same, that you're just getting the opposite spin.
I got to think you're getting in trouble with the current president if you're bringing in a lefty punter, but that's nothing to do with this conversation. Just curious, Brad, as you look at the Saints and the fact that you've got a former head coach of that team facing his old team, I thought he did a great job, Dennis Allen, downplaying that while acknowledging his time there, 15 of his 24 years. How much do you think this privately means to him, and how much do you think that Ben Johnson has tried to use his knowledge of that entire organization to help in this preparation?
I think it's going to be important to Dennis, but as a side note, like, it's not going to be more important than going to 4-2 than continuing to be on a run, to playing a better run defense for a second consecutive week. I'm sure Dennis has offered some thoughts in coaching meetings on a handful of the players with a few ideas, but it's not like some of those Saints players are doing stuff that you wouldn't detect unless you were there. Can they get any edge out of that for Sunday? Maybe. I think that storyline tends to be overblown just a little bit. It comes down to game plan and execution. And this is a Saints team that I thought was going to be dreadful entering the season. And the record's not good right now, guys, 1-5. But I think they've been more competitive than people might have expected. Really close game down in New Orleans against New England last week, and close losses to Arizona, San Francisco, and I think the Buffalo game might have been a little bit closer than the 12-point difference at the end would otherwise indicate.
Why? What do they do well?
Well, Spencer Rattler's been taking care of the football. And one thing that jumps out is he's only thrown one interception in 203 attempts. And no team in football has played from behind more than New Orleans. So they're constantly trailing. They've been terrible in the first quarter. They're the worst defensive team in the first quarter of football. They're allowing 10.8 points in the first quarter on average, which is an entire field goal worse than the 31st ranked Titans. So they're getting behind right away and having to play catch up. But Rattler's done a decent job of protecting the football. And remember, that was a wide open quarterback situation in the offseason, and I think even going into training camp, who's Kellen Moore going to select to play quarterback? And Rattler emerged and has been a little bit better than you would have thought. They've still got a bunch of veterans. This has been, I think the problem has been brewing in New Orleans for a while, that they've just been an old football team for quite a while. And you look at their roster and they've got Brandon Cooks. Now he's sort of new there and just filling a role, but Alvin Kamara, you get over on the defense and, Cam Jordan's been there, my goodness, 15 years, and DeMario Davis has been there forever. And so they've kind of been in salary cap hell for a mighty long time, and so they're getting their comeuppance through that, and it's going to take some heavy lifting for them to emerge on the other side of this. But again, I think they've been more competitive than the record would otherwise indicate.
So, Brad, when we kind of look at a game like this, the Bears have been on a roll. They've got a three-game winning streak. They come back home after winning two road games between the bye break. What does coming home mean to them, the momentum, et cetera? I kind of loved hearing Ben Johnson say that there are no such things as kind of, I don't know what he used, that trap game. He said he didn't believe in kind of the idea that that you're ripe for an upset because you're back home, because that doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know about back home, but certainly you can be ripe for an upset if your preparation slips even just a little bit because you've been on a run and because you're feeling good about yourself and because maybe the attention to detail and everything isn't where it needs to be from Monday through Saturday in preparation for that game. And I'm not suggesting at all that that could be an issue here for the Bears, but it probably has been an issue for them in the recent past. As you guys know, they've had a very difficult time dealing with prosperity. Like, they, you know, to put together streaks has been extremely difficult for them. And part of that's because, at least of late, it's been a very poor roster. So naturally, it's going to be hard to have a 4 or 5 game winning streak if your roster is below par in the National Football League. But so I think Johnson's the right guy to sort of maintain that energy and focus that you need to avoid falling in a trap or whatever you want to call it against a team like the Saints that has to come on the road. You know, the Bears should win that game, but they're going to have to go out and play well. They're not good enough to just show up and win on any Sunday against a bad opponent. And it's a big game for the Bears when you consider that then they're back out on the road for 3 of the next 4. This is one of those games you look at and you say they need to go out and take care of business.
You know, I thought it was interesting, Brad, to your point, right after they had that big win on the road in Washington, inside the locker room, before the media is allowed in, and it's just the organization together. I don't know why Kevin Warren is in there and Ryan Poles, but that's a story for another time. But when Ben Johnson was addressing the team before the hoopla, one of the first things he told him, we got to clean things up. Imagine how good of a football team we can be if we clean things up. So what are they doing behind the scenes to clean things up? Because if you play a clean ball game, especially against a team like New Orleans, you're going to win. And that means just avoiding the errors that the other team doesn't force.
Yeah, I mean, I think that starts with penalties. I would start there. Execution in terms of some of the pre-snap stuff, and they've gotten a little bit better at that. I know, you know, Bears fans have been up in arms about the referee crew in the last game. Well, you know, penalties have been an issue for the Bears since the start of the season, and Right. Guess what? They've had a different crew each week.
Is that a coaching thing? Where does that stem from?
I think it starts with the coaching, right? But like some of the pre-snap stuff that they've had going on offensively can probably be attributed to the fact that they've got so much going on offensively in terms of movements and shifts and stuff that they want to accomplish pre-snap and stuff that is of value. Like, you saw the benefit of the motion really show up and surface in the running game at Washington, where they got a guy coming across the motion. Now all of a sudden they've got a numbers advantage on that side. Oh, that's where they're running the ball to. So the volume of what they're being asked to do offensively, I think, was a lot. You saw some sloppiness in training camp, but those aren't the only penalties that are getting them. Let's not pretend like this is simply some mechanical stuff offensively. It's still a little bit early with the penalties, but you know, the thing that jumps out at you is they've just been called for significantly more than the opponent, which is, you know, the difference in yardage. If you just look at it that way, you say, well, okay, what's the difference in yardage? Because truly that's more significant than actual number of penalties, right? And the difference is about 183 yards over the course of, five ball games. So that, they want to tighten that up. They drop or two in the game. You know, that's something that, not that that's been a big issue, I think, for the offense, but they could be better there. And they need to, because let's be honest, the takeaway train isn't going to run every week. Like, it's not realistic to think that the defense is going to get three or more takeaways every time out, and they've been fantastic to this point. They're second in the league in takeaways, despite already having their bye week. Most of the teams in the league haven't hit the bye yet, and they've got, 11 takeaways over the previous three games. That is a great sign. It's a good start. It's difficult to say that is sustainable.
Brad, how did you pick the game?
Yeah, I think the Bears win this game, 27-20. You know, hopefully, the Bears can continue to have success running the ball, because I know that was a source of frustration for them through the first four games, and the Saints defense did a pretty nice job bottling up the run by the Patriots last week, but there have been some teams that have done damage to them on the ground. I want to say they rank 17th overall. And one thing that jumps out is athletic opposing quarterbacks have had a good deal of success running the football against New Orleans. I'm talking about Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Jackson Dart, and then Drake May. May had 28 yards rushing, I think, last week. Those other guys had significantly more than that. So maybe a situation where Caleb Williams can, I don't know that you're designing a lot of that, but can get going a little bit, add to the rushing total. Hopefully DeAndre Swift's all right. He popped up as limited on the injury report yesterday with a groin injury. We've seen him on the report earlier this season with, I believe it was a thigh and then a quad, wound up being questionable and played both times coming off his big game. We'll pay particular attention to his status later this afternoon when they release their designations.
We should let you know that this segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Estwing.com.
So, Brad, last thing. You talked about Caleb Williams with the legs. Let's talk about the arm, because I thought it was interesting hearing from the offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle, yesterday in light of all the hoopla that fans have. I think it's a fan-based controversy, if you want to call it that, with the Troy Aikman stuff. Because
I don't think Aikman said anything that was
egregious or wrong or highly critical.
Bounds.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Like,
so
but there's just a lot of folks out there that if you are not over the top in your praise and belief in someone, then you're a hater. So, okay.
I don't understand it, but that's just what I do understand is that what he was saying was right. And you know how I know that? Because the offensive coordinator said this yesterday. Ball location is the number one thing. That's the number one thing. Declan Doyle, the offensive coordinator, would go on to say, quote, he would come up here, talking about Caleb Williams, he would come up here, and if I said ball location, he would laugh because he hears it all the time. That's the biggest thing. And if you watch the Lions, who run a very similar offense to what the Bears are running, the key with Jared Goff is precision passing between the numbers, where you get your pass receivers the ball in stride with the ability to run after the catch. And that's why it's not just good enough to hit a guy if he's open. It's how you're hitting him with the ball, with the opportunity to turn a little gain into something big. That's the whole point of this offense, right?
Well, I think that's the whole point of every passing offense is you talk about the accuracy, and that's where that's the one thing that needs to be a little bit better. And they're working on it, and they're aware of it. I don't think anybody's dodging that at all. But if you can see growth in that area and sustained growth, right, mm-hmm. you're going to have two things. Number one, the completion percentage is going to climb, and it needs to because the completion percentage is near the bottom of the league. I mean, he's under 62% right now. But that's going to go up, and then your yards after the catch are going to go up on passes that otherwise would have been completed because the receivers as they're running the route are going to be catching more passes in the precise location where, yeah, they can then they're turning it upfield and it's another 7 yards. It's another 12 yards. It's, you know, who knows, break a tackle more than that. Whereas if the ball is on the wrong shoulder or something like that, maybe it's a contested catch. The guy's tackled right away. So all areas that they can improve in. I don't think the Bears believe there's any actual controversy going on, and they're just going to keep plugging away at it.
Great stuff, Big Z. Always a joy. Thanks, buddy.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We're continuing our thought about the concept of not only the win against the Saints being a key possibility here, but what it could mean for not just the rest of the season, and then also what it says about the team. And I'm pretty sure we are all on the same page that a loss would be a setback. A loss to the Saints team, especially knowing like they've got Spencer Rattler. I think there is an element there for Caleb Williams, by the way. You know, he beat out Spencer Rattler for the job at quarterback in Oklahoma. And then
in dramatic fashion.
That's the thing. He didn't beat out. It'd be different if he beat out Spencer Rattler for the job.
He did.
He got replaced by Caleb mid like game. Red River rivalry. That's a different level.
The most important game on the schedule
exactly.
At Oklahoma, by the way.
Yes.
Outside of previously the Big 12 championship, now SEC.
The relationship that those two have, like the way both talked about each other, was perfect. Like knowing the backstory. That's exactly how you would talk about that guy. Well, we don't really talk, but I respect him. That's it. And I'm sure that there's more. Like I would. Spencer Rattler has to feel it's not personal, but he has to be in some type of way just embittered by the whole thing. And Caleb just happens to have been the person that replaced him, and obviously it was justified.
And not to be all Pollyanna, but I do think it is kind of nice that both of them are. Having quarterback opportunities in the NFL. Our friend Fletcher Mackle from WDSU, the NBC station in New Orleans, he's been there for 20 years, and he points out the same thing. He watches LSU football all the time, and he's saying, you know, Spencer's not going to be the whiz-bang NFL quarterback here, but he's going to try to get the job done. What I think is compelling in all of this is, and it, again, the history doesn't dictate this Bears team. But there is a weird stat about how they've lost 8 games in a row to the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and each one represented a different failure in a way, or each one represented a different, well, you weren't supposed to lose that game, or the Saints were really good at the time. You know, Sean Payton, of course, local guy. There's a connection there as well.
Drew Brees.
That part, too. And for all the comps that Caleb Williams gets, I do wonder about the Drew Brees part of it, because Peyton being such a quarterback-friendly coach and Breeze being, he didn't physically fit the mold like Caleb Williams did at all. But just that metal and the way that he sees the game, I wonder if there's something that could be there too.
Well, size-wise too, like Drew Brees. Well,
Breeze was like 2 inches, 3 inches shorter than
Caleb Williams. I don't know about that. Like, I'd like to see the measurements, because
Breeze wasn't supposed to start for his high school football team.
Caleb, but I think where I'm going with this is one of the areas that Caleb is struggling at this year is getting balls batted down.
Deflections, you say?
A lot of deflections. Just, I mean, at least one per game, maybe even two per game, it feels like. Some have been bigger than others.
I was about to say, it feels like some of them come a big third down type situations where drive killers.
And let's face it, the shorter the quarterback, the harder it is to see over the line.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like Drew Brees, while he is shorter than Caleb Williams, had to obviously overcome that. So that's probably somebody, and I'm sure Ben Johnson is forward enough to think about stuff like that, and Declan Doyle, obviously, having had roots in New Orleans too, that you do, like, the Bears coaching staff needs to figure that part out, because the more that happens, the more, you know, troublesome that is going to be for Caleb Williams getting these passes batted down.
It's just a way you're not maximizing your offense if you know that is a significant portion of, you know, snaps taken away, that you just have to chalk it up to, well, he's short, deflection. You got to work around it. You got to get to the type of efficiency that Drew and other shorter quarterbacks have done over the course of their NFL careers. Because you can get around this. It's not like, it doesn't have to be a death sentence because you're under 6'4". You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm just going to say this. Drew Brees is listed.
Listed
at 6 foot tall.
Oh, he's not 6 foot.
The
he's
way
not.
I'm listed at 5'5". Like Caleb Williams being 6 feet listed is not the same as Drew Brees being.
You're probably right, but Caleb Williams is still short relative to the other quarterbacks in the league.
Yes.
Are you 5'5"?
No, I'm 5'3". Technically, I'm 5'2.99".
You're just a baby.
Why my hospital
won't
give me the extra 100th of an inch? I wish I were, but you're like just I'm a not. Baby. No,
you think everybody's a baby at some point or another. I've noticed that about you. I'm picking up on your game right now.
We all are just a baby in some ways.
We are.
Sometimes
we are.
I wish I was a baby.
Yeah.
Man, Bill's a real.
No, you're not a baby. You're an old, broken down man.
I am. You know what? That's a very accurate description.
And I'm kidding, man. You're beautiful.
I'm in the same vein as a lot of these players right now who are, you know. You look around and you're wondering who's going to hold up for the... I always start the season saying, who's going to hold up for the course of 17 games in the freaking violent NFL, right? And it always surprises me at guys who do hold up. And, you know, I got this wood paneling on this clock right here, so I'll knock on it real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were looking for wood to knock
Careful,
on.
Careful, they just knocked over the remote.
It's those remotes were made to be broken.
Exactly, okay. It's their remote controls.
Oh, but when my water sprays all over the place, you guys lose your minds.
You just
people
like to
say
spray
they
water.
Heard the fizz on the air.
That's sick. No, they did, because I heard it through my headset. So I say that because Caleb Williams played 17 games last year.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, I knocked on the wood, has played every game this
He's
season.
He's an Iron Man.
And... you know, for a guy his size, not that he's slight, he's not frail or anything. He's not Jaden Daniels, but
he's got some build.
He's got some stronger build. Like, to see him be able to do what he's done so far, especially because he suffered 68 sacks last year, is pretty impressive.
It's a great point.
And now that the offensive line has come into form, and you look across the field at the New Orleans Saints, and you see no real game wreckers, this has got to be the game where you just make it happen. Like, Caleb Williams needs to make it happen.
Well, and I think, like, we've gotten a bunch of good texts and comments on the Twitch chat. Twitch got to see Mark's bottle explode.
What's up, Twitchers?
I know, they're
What's
great.
What's going on?
But 706 says it well here. They need a dub, plain and simple. Nothing will be positive losing at home to a 1-5 team. You're correct.
Yes.
And that one win was against the Giants. And that was before they changed quarterbacks. So that adds a lot of context to this. But for some strange reason, the Bears are on an 8-game losing streak to the Saints. And I know, Mark, you talked about it a bit with your Take the North podcast partner, Dan Weeder. He did a story about it in The Athletic. I know we don't want to talk about history a lot when it comes to a new group of people. But I do think that 8-game losing streak over time is funny, strange, and even that would be a good indicator to break it of the Bears being a new team.
Yeah. I mean, obviously a lot of the key components throughout those wins and throughout those years are not still on the New Orleans Saints, but it has been a wild ride as you're listening to the Raheem Harrison Grody show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, except for maybe Alvin Kamara forever with the Saints and will never, ever, 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 ever leave the Saints. 83 runs for 314 yards, 3.8 yard average this year. But I will say this. Dan wrote a great article. You're right. We did talk about it on Take the North yesterday. Went through Dan went through all the litany of the losses. But I'm sorry. The first thing I think of with a bullet is the Bears winning the NFC title game at Soldier Field in 2005 with the confetti falling. So I choose to have a positive memory about the Bears and Saints, even though the track record has been horrendous regular season-wise.
I think I even went to a Bears-Saints game where I was like, oh, they'll win this game. And then, like, I think it was at the Teddy Bridgewater game?
Maybe.
It's just some random – I'm like, what?
The Bears actually played the Saints in the year, was it 2020?
I want to say it was 20. Well, they did in the playoffs, yes.
Which was wild.
That was the Mitch Trubisky MVP game, Nickelodeon MVP.
No, that's right. And the Bears were 8-8 that season. They went to the playoffs, very easy to forget, and then they just tumbled against the New Orleans Saints.
Indeed, they lost to the Saints in 2019. Mitch Trubisky threw for 251 yards, and Allen Robinson got 87 of them.
That's
in that
why
game.
Allen believes in
and
him.
And Teddy Bridgewater was the winning quarterback.
The bridge.
But even though he was the winning quarterback, Trubisky got the MVP, right? Because it was like...
Well, this was the regular season game I was talking about, the one where like they shouldn't have lost to the Saints, and they did, but because Teddy Bridgewater was playing. And the one where they... That was the I guess it was a wild card playoff game.
Yeah.
Or the fake playoffs, whatever you want to call the postseason of 2020.
Why is it fake?
Because it was 2020.
Yeah, but I feel like football.
No, it was fake. You talk about the Bears going when they were 8-8.
Like, we don't even talk about the Bears qualifying
you're saying more
for
about
the postseason.
It
was all of it. It was an expanded playoff.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this.
We knew it was a formality. Sean Payton got slimed at the end.
Ask your question, Mark, because I got something to say after you.
Has Matt Nagy's, now that we're in the year 2025, has Matt Nagy's resume aged well? As in,
no,
he can boast that he took the Bears to two playoffs. How many different coaches can say that?
How many wins did he get
over the last 30 years?
How many wins did he get?
How many wins?
How many wins in the playoffs did Matt Nagy achieve?
I thought you meant on the overall. Zero.
Okay, then no.
Zero.
No,
I'm talking about relative to the Bears, dude.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
No, but that's what I did.
Point. That's the point. We're not doing that anymore. That's why when you sit here and talk about all these losses of the Saints before Ben Johnson was in charge, I don't care. What I do care about is Caleb Williams being 0-for on short weeks.
Hold on. You can't tell him to ask the question and then say, like, he asked the question.
No, I'm saying no. The answer is no. It hasn't aged any better.
But I think it has relative. And Studzinski blew up, by the way, when I brought this up.
Because Adam is correct.
He was like, no, it doesn't age well.
It doesn't age well. I'm with Studs. It doesn't age well.
I think Lovie Smith's resume aged really well. I think Matt Nagy's is because
Lovie Smith got fired after a 10-6. Yeah,
right. But so there's a lot of nuance there, guys. A lot of nuance.
There could be nuance.
It was time for Lovie to go.
Okay, yeah. You can say all that, but I can say Lovie Smith's resume ages very well. Matt does not. He didn't do anything of. You got to win.
There's not many coaches. Like, let's go through it. Like Ditka obviously got the multiple playoffs.
Why is your standard so low?
I'm talking about relative to other Bears coaches. Has his resume aged well? I don't have low standards. I'm the one telling you the Bears have had bad wins.
I hate to say this, but by definition, thinking Matt Nagy's resume with the Bears was good is kind of having low standards.
No. I didn't say it was good. I said it's aged well.
Yeah, that's still having low standards.
It hasn't aged well.
I agree.
It hasn't aged well.
I think I think when you look back on Bears coaches since Mike Ditka, who were all these coaches that got the Bears to multiple playoffs? Any of them? Lovie Smith?
To get to a Super Bowl more recently than, say, I don't know, the Dallas Cowboys, for example, I do think is a feat.
Yeah, Lovie Smith's resume is
The fact that, yes, and frankly, he got them the first overall pick. Let's not get this twisted. Lovie knew exactly what he was doing. When the Texans won that game, first overall pick went to the Bears.
I was like, how did Lovie get the Bears?
No, 100% he did. Bet if you asked him tomorrow, he'd finally admit it. Lovie knew damn sure what he was doing.
I got a lot of love for Lovie Smith's resume.
I just told you about a disappointing, two disappointing games against the Saints in the last 2 years of Matt Nagy's tenure, the last 3 years of Matt Nagy's tenure? No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, Matt Nagy, I don't understand.
You want to get that man paid, you do it on somebody else's time.
You can have the low standards. I'm not going to be on board with your standards.
I am exactly right, actually.
No, you're wrong.
His resume is better than most Bears coaches.
They're all terrible, too.
Comparing it to like John Fox and Trestman.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do here. That's what I'm doing.
Then there was that guy who didn't even want to be here.
Who, John Fox?
No, the coach Trestman? Who they wanted to hire, and then he said no, and then they had to come up with a different coach.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
At the airport?
I can't think of his name right now.
Right.
Wasn't John. John wanted to be here at least for a moment.
Dave McGinnis.
Yes, thank
who
you.
Who now like joins the shows sometimes here on the school,
you know
which is pretty great.
Dave McGinnis became Dick Geron, who did get the Bears into the playoffs in the year 2001, and then they lost to... Your precious Phillies. Your precious Philadelphia
Eagles.
That's
not my team. Don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
Don't do that.
I'm pretty well. Before Chicago takes on New Orleans, tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for the local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully get you set for the game. And then immediately following the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show. It is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
It's prediction time with the Bears hoping to extend their three-game winning streak versus the Saints from New Orleans. Can you pick the winner and a score as well, please? Also, please tell us a storyline we'll be discussing on Monday morning.
I think the storyline is going to be, wow, the Bears continue to take the ball away because it's supposed to rain on Sunday, is it not?
I believe so.
Yeah, so I think takeaways, once again, will be a part of the equation. I think the Bears are going to win 25-19, and I think it's going to be the similar formula that you saw against Washington. The Bears are going to establish the run with a big physical mentality up front from an offensive standpoint. Caleb Williams is going to continue to grow a little bit, but he's not going to wow you, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. And defensively, they take the ball away. You're going to see pressure up front, and that'll be that. Nothing special, just a victory, four in a row. That would be a big deal, considering we haven't seen the Bears stack many wins in a row over the course of the last decade plus.
Four in a row is what is going to happen on Sunday at the Lakefront. Zach, I have a very similar thought process as you do. I think they will establish the run. The spread is down to four and a half, and I think the Bears don't cover the 4.5. I think the Saints will stay within the 4.5. I've got a 23-20. I do think the weather will be a factor in this game. And the weather was a factor in the game Monday night against the Commanders. I mean, whether or not the Bears got quote-unquote lucky or not, as Troy Aikman said, okay, well, sometimes the Bears have been unlucky. And I think the luck will continue. Maybe one of the storylines that's not being addressed enough because of Troy Aikman and because of Dennis Allen is this connection between the two quarterbacks, between Caleb Williams and Spencer Rattler. And interesting, like both were asked about it and both how they answered questions about it. So I wonder if that's going to be a motivating factor for either one. And you know, is the guy who rushes for more yards between Williams and Rattler going to be the winner of this contest if indeed the weather is as much of a factor as it potentially could be? 23-20 Bears.
Yeah, I think the Bears are going to win this game, and I think they're going to win it because they're kind of on a roll, and they're finally back at home. And as we have talked about, I don't buy this whole nonsense that trap games for certain teams, and you're going to come out flat. I think that's more college-aimed. I think the Bears understand that they aren't necessarily that much better than anyone, and they got to be able to play each and every game in order to get it done. So I think they will get it done. I think that they're probably will probably be talking about the idea of the quarterback battle, the idea of Caleb Williams having a better game than he had the week before. I think he's going to improve a little bit. I also think that these guys have struggled a little bit in their secondary. I think there are some points there for the Bears, and I think they're going to take advantage of that. I think they will win 27-23, something like that. I think they'll get more points than you anticipate, and maybe they even could, you know, hold this team to 17, 24-17 or 24-20, something like that.
We have not talked about this. Are you at all concerned? I know Jake Moody had the terrific game in Washington. You don't have the win there that you do here.
Yeah, no, it's very hard to kick in this stadium. And if it's an off day, I mean, yeah, that could be a problem. I don't think that Jake Moody is their longtime kicker. I think that you've heard the coach say they're going to go back to Cairo Santos whenever he is available.
Has not practiced yet.
He hasn't practiced. So I feel like there is a sense that they can get through it without him. And I doubt he plays in this game, frankly. But I think that that it is going to be – it's a difficult place to kick. There's a swirling wind. We've seen it happen many times. You know, if they have to, then they can try to call up some plays and try to avoid take a shot trying to score as opposed to score a touchdown as opposed to field goal. So I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing that can happen to them. I do believe, though, that that special teams will play a role, and hopefully we'll see a pretty good performance by the Bears in that area.
I'm interested in seeing.
I'm with you on how the kicker does in a different environment.
And also how they do on fourth down, because one of the cool things about this Bears team is that they're going for it on fourth down.
I know, and I'm not doing handstands about that, and that's just because my football sensibilities aren't kind of constructed that way. I think maybe they'll get to a point where you feel like they can make every, you know, they'll be good enough offensively to make every fourth down. But that was a bad decision in the time of the game. You know, they if they hadn't gotten that ball back, and by the way, I thought that the greatest blunder in that game had nothing to do with the quarterback. Maybe it was the play caller. What are you doing trying to hand off out of the shotgun in a pouring rain? It seemed crazy to me. Put the guy under center, power forward for a yard or two. You got two downs to get the yards. It was crazy to me.
I think that we have to remember that this is a first-time
head.
I know, but I think with the Bears, this is what I look at with the Bears going forward here. One of the things I'd really like to see them improve heading into this game, and this is not my thoughts. This is the thoughts of the head coach immediately after that game in Washington when he was addressing his team. No media in there. It's just him talking to the team before they started the celebration. And by the way, congratulations to Tyreek Stevenson, who finally got to complete his celebration that he started before last year's game in Washington ended, and for streaming it for the world to see.
Oh.
But Ben Johnson, one of the things he told his team is, imagine how good we could be if we clean up those mistakes.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. If you want to see true growth, instead of worrying about what analysts say and then attacking people on social media and putting up these stupid comparisons between Troy Aikman and Ryan Tannehill, how about look at it? Again, this is the city that George Halas brought football to. Let's see if Caleb Williams can hit his receivers between the numbers in stride, where now they have room to roam as they're making the catch, and they don't have to turn backwards to make the catch, which ruins the yards after the catch. And let's see if they clean up those penalties. You start doing that on a regular basis, you're going to win a ton more football games.
Zach Zabin sounding like Aikman.
Or offensive coordinator.
I'm just kidding you.
Declan Doyle.
You know what's hilarious is, we should hear from him. We should play that. Just quickly, David keeps pointing about the Oklahoma connection between the two quarterbacks, but he throws in a third quarterback. He's always talking about Cade Horton as if he were on that team. And, you know, there were three guys that were connected to the quarterback role at Oklahoma.
I asked Cade Horton about this. What was his and he goes, you would think that when I was at Oklahoma that I would have run into Caleb Williams and that we'd have a connection.
Nothing.
Never happened.
Yeah, pretty wild. What about, did you ever ask him about Spencer Rattler?
I have not talked to him about Spencer Rattler.
Give him a shout.
By the way,
give him a call during the break.
To Dustin's point, I know we got to take the break here, but to Dustin's point, this better not be a comparison between Caleb Williams and Spencer Rattler.
Let's
there should not be a comparison between these two.
I agree. I hope Dustin is wrong about that. We got Biggs time. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Tribune, joins us next. We'll get his take and pick for the game. Mully and Hall, we've got Zach Zabin on the score.
Yeah, whatever.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.